Hey, sweetie. Hey. How you doing, hon? Oh, you look a bit uncomfy. Oh. Did you not sleep well, love? Well, of course you didn't in that chair, but you look so gorgeous when you're all tied up like this. I miss this view. You want a blanket or something? A warm drink? You're shaking like crazy, sweetheart. Here, let me touch your head. Let's see if you have a fever, Hon! Why did you flinch from me like that? I've been taking care of you the past couple of weeks and this is how you treat me? Now, listen. Let me take care of you. So, stop moving. I said, stop. You know, I don't want to do that, sweetie. Shh, shh, shh. No. Did I hurt you? No. Crying. Hey, I hate it when you cry. We just got over that now, didn't we? Now, I gotta clean you up. Aww. There we go. Salty, too. It's crazy to think we got this far. It feels like it was just yesterday. I always go to that same spot in the park. I like to sit there, enjoy the scenery, the trees, the sound of kids laughing while reading my book. I usually keep it to myself, not looking up at anyone or interacting at all. Just reading on the park bench. However, one day, there you were, at my usual spot. Fucking you. Playing fetch with your dog. Smiling so brightly. Like the rest of the world just wasn't here. Not a care in the world why you praised your dog so loudly. But I could see in your eyes, deep down, you wanted someone to say that to you, didn't you? You wanted someone to nuzzle your head into their chest, kiss you, rub behind your ears, and say, "Good boy." Anyway, here's me getting distracted. I came up to you and said, "Hey, this is kind of my spot." And what did you do? Oh, come on, sweetie. You remember, don't you? You apologized as you blushed with your cute red little cheeks. No one's ever been that affirmative with you, have they? You didn't know what to do. You turned into a little lost, submissive little puppy. And you even looked at the floor. I said it was okay, of course. And sat next to you. You were so shy still. But as soon as I asked you about your dog, you lifted your little head so fast. So excited to talk about him. I listened to you talk about him on and on and on. You rambled constantly about him. You knew his favorite treats, where to scratch him, how to play with him, everything. I loved watching you be so passionate like that. It was like a whole new person was in front of me. And that's why I came back every time. Sometimes. I'd even turn up early. Put on makeup, wear revealing clothing, just to get your attention. And I keep talking to you. Since it's been a while since someone actually wanted to talk to me like you do. Anyway, a month goes by. And I bought you a new collar for your dog. A little present. I turned up at our spa. But this time, you weren't there. So I waited. And waited. And waited. And waited. And waited. And waited. And waited. Then it was nighttime. I couldn't believe I was there the whole day. And all I could think about was, where are you? Where is he? Where's my sweet, adorable little boy? It seemed that you wandered off. Maybe I was too kind with you. Not strict enough. I gave you too much free time. Oh, silly old me, right? Alas, it's fine. It was time to get my puppy back home, into my arms, call you once and for all. So, I waited for you the next day at our spot. Well, but this time I was hiding when I saw you. It seemed you were a little lost without me. But no worries, puppy. I would soon be with you. This time, I followed you home. And it seems like you like to leave your window open at night. So I got in and, well, the rest is history. Look at us now. You should really be careful about leaving your window open like that, you know. You never know who could just wander in. Anyone could just sneak in whenever they wanted and just take you from me. You see, my love, I loved our time together. I miss you. I miss this view. Us together, smiling, laughing, and just everything. I miss looking at you. My view. I love this view. The view of you colored by me, sitting there, waiting for me, waiting for my command, relying on me. You were so sad without me, puppy, and lost. You just wanted to be owned. And now I'm owning you. Taking care of you. Taking you out of that miserable, worthless life and giving it meaning again. However, puppy, this time, we're gonna make sure you don't run away again. This time, we're gonna make sure you stay put. Shh. Don't worry, puppy. You're gonna stay mine this time. Because I just love you so much. Now, don't struggle. Just let me position myself on top of you. There we go. Let's see, I'm already so happy. Let's push you in. Fuck. Oh, good boy. Don't worry. I'll take good care of you. So I'm gonna stop moving my hips. Don't worry about a condom. I want you to get me pregnant. This way, you stay with me forever. Fuck. Always have a piece of you. Always have a piece of you inside me, puppy. Fuck. I want you to have my baby. Fuck yeah. I can't stop moving my hips. I feel so good, puppy. Good boy. Don't grab you. I'm gonna come soon, Puffy. I'm gonna get that for me, okay? You can do that for me, right? Oh, fuck. See? My pussy fits perfectly with you. We're meant to be together. You better fucking come. You better fucking come or I'll make you come. You won't like it. This way, drink your balls inside me. Yeah? Right now. Right now. Do it. Right now. Right now, puppy. Come. 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 Fuck. There we go. Oh, good boy. Oh, I'm sorry I can't kiss your lips. Your forehead will do for now. Now, we'll be together.